Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, I'm calling our show, The Courage to Expand Your Consciousness. The mind. Is your mind a healthy mind? Do you have healthy thoughts? Or is your mind toxic sometimes? You're having negative thoughts, things that you are wondering why you're even thinking. Well, I can tell you why you're thinking it, and so can my guests, because we're going to be diving deep into the cause and cure of toxic thinking and how to empower yourself to have more energy, more joy, more happiness in your life, being able to still the mind, maybe get better sleep. A lot of things that can help you when you start to find the cure what ails your mind. A lot of us don't think that mental health is even something we should address. But in what is mental health, right? You know, most people that have a healthy, vital mind, it's reflecting in all areas of their life. They feel good about themselves. They have a good relationship with their family members. They have good energy. They're healthy. They're fit. They have good relationships with others. Their businesses are thriving. Lots of things happen when your mind is healthy. Does this mean you don't have challenges? Of course it doesn't. Everybody has challenges. But does this mean that you can overcome those challenges pretty quickly, right? With the right mindset, with the right attitude, with the right way of thinking and focusing and using this thing we call the brain. So we're going to be talking about that and so much more when I get to my guest in just a moment. So we'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book, and as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology for just $297. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $297. Plus, we'll add a portable charging case and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $297 and free shipping.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm calling this show again, The Courage to Expand Your Consciousness. And I have Dr. Krishna Bhatta. He's an MD. And doctor, welcome to the show. So good to have you.
It's very nice to be here, Ken. It is really nice. And your introduction to the topic is so nice as well.
Thank you for that. Well, let me introduce the audience to you a little bit more so that they realize some of the things you've accomplished, because I know you're an author, you're a surgeon, you're an inventor, you're currently practicing as chief of urology at Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center in Bangor, Maine. You began your career in a small town, small little village. You attended Panta Medical College in India and continued his education in the UK and completed his research training at the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, a very prestigious hospital. Today, Dr. Bhatta is going to be bringing in his joy, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the mind and how to maybe have even more healthy and happier thoughts in the world. So welcome, Doctor.
Thank you, Ken, again, and thanks for that introduction. I just want to pick one of the slides that came, flashing while, we were waiting.
Sure.
Know the unknowable. And it's an ancient saying, Sanskrit, they call it Upanishads. Mm. And it's interesting. I mean, I love that saying. And it talks about, the mysteries of life or God or whoever. And it says, he's unknowable or it is unknowable, but is still worth knowing. So, that reminded me of that line when your slide came up, the unknowable.
Well, yeah, you can't know the divine with the human mind, but you can intuit the divine. We can infer the divine in this realm. So,
sometimes experience it. But that's it's worth it. I mean, that's the whole point. It's like, yes, it's unknowable, but it's worth proceeding towards experiencing that.
That's right. The experience is something else. And, the experience is all around us. I mean, there's miracles and magic and synchronicity showing up all the time.
Right.
When we can take off the programming or deprogram some of the thoughts that we've been society, socialized into.
Yeah. So you started with mind. So we can start with mind here as well in our discussion. It's like one of the concepts we talk about, it's like there is so many concepts about mind and brain, is that mind has two parts. One is minding and the other is mindfulness. And if you think that way, then you will figure out how do you develop your mindfulness. We are very good at developing our minding aspect. We go to universities, we chat, we discuss, we brainstorm, and we have really come up in the field of science. We have advanced so much because of that component, the minding component that we condition and develop. And one of the things I found out, it's like I was giving some talks on physician burnout. Mm. And we realized that there is 50% burnout rates, which is high and alarming. But at the same time, I said, okay, why don't the other 50% burn out? Why doesn't Ken D. Foster burn out?
That's right.
So what components does he have? What has he developed in his mind, in his body, that he doesn't? And can we kind of figure that out and transfer that to people who do burn out?
Absolutely. Of course we can. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is that's the focus. That's the, the way we think. So yes, mindfulness is an important component. Minding, the beauty of minding is, you can go in future, you can go in the past, you can be in the present. Mindfulness can only be present. There is no mindfulness tomorrow and there is no mindfulness yesterday. You can be only mindful about what's going on. And it's a very important component that is present with us when we are interacting outside, but it also goes with us when we go inside, where it is handy and useful, and we don't want to call any names. We don't say monkey mindfulness. We say monkey mind sometimes. Mindfulness is a useful component, just a different way of thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the key, isn't it? Because if you keep thinking the way you're thinking and you're stressed and burnt out, then if you don't change your thinking, you're going to remain stressed and burnt out.
Yeah.
It's important to get a new concept within how to use the brain, how to use it in such a way that creates more joy and happiness in your life. And so let's talk about that. You know, maybe what the cause, there's a lot of causes of stress and burnout and using your mind right. But what's the cure? Where do we have to go for the cure?
So you said the key word. Sometimes we take things for granted. We have a mind and we use it and we become very successful. But there are some components of that we take it for granted. How to deal with grief, how to deal with sorrow, how to deal with stress. We think we know that. It's like somebody gives you a tennis ball and a tennis racket and expects you to become Jim Connors tomorrow. It doesn't happen. You have to practice. So on our app, we have some practices that people can practice. You know, it's like you bring on a situation or a thought and you just indiscriminately try to drop it. You know, treat it like a thing. So it's like keep dropping. So once you practice that you can drop any thought, they may arise again. They may, it's like it may be an emotion that overwhelms you, but some simple practices you can do of dropping them. Then you learn to control your thoughts, control your emotions slowly. And when the real thing happens, you know you can either drop it or keep it according to your control rather than that thought or idea or emotion controlling you.
I really like that. I mean, even if I were to pick my cell phone up right now, right? How fast can I drop it? I can drop it just like that, right? We can drop it instantly. But that people don't think we can drop a thought instantly a lot of times. They think we have to dwell on it and rehash it and go over and over and over and over again and replay it or resend it into our brain. And, of course, that results in, if you're thinking negative thoughts, that results in a feeling.
Right? Yeah.
And huge. Doesn't feel good.
That's a huge point. What is your centering time? You know, something comes and hits you. Mm-hmm. And that will happen in your life. As you said, you can't take away what is going to happen to you. Right. What you can improve is how you relate to it, how you respond to it.
Yeah.
And how long can you keep that thought? I mean, some people are angry for like whole life,
Whole life.
Yeah, they have an angry personality. But, if you are angry, that's okay. But can you drop that anger and get centered within a reasonable time period? Then that's an achievement.
And there's a difference between I'm an angry person and I am angry.
Right.
Yeah, I'm angry. It means I'm upset right now. But that doesn't mean you have to take the identity on that you're an angry person.
Yeah, and I'm not saying anger is necessarily bad. Sometimes it's a tool that you need to use to communicate something that you cannot communicate by, writing or words.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to get into the, for my listeners, they don't know that you have an app out. So we have the cure. We have a way that you can help your mind and have more peaceful experiences. The app is called Relax. I'll put it on the screen here for just a second.
I have to
go the other way, doctor. Okay. And app is Relax. And we're going to be talking about this as soon as we get back from our break. So we'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology for just $297. Don't be fooled by higher priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $297. Plus, we'll add a portable charging case and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $297 and free shipping.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Hi, JJ is back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
If you or a loved one developed ovarian cancer after using baby powder or talcum powder products, call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. A major manufacturer of baby and talcum powder products has been found liable for $4.7 billion in damages because they knowingly sold products containing cancer-causing asbestos. There may be time deadlines, so don't wait. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-555-1212.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams, and if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. I'm talking to Dr. Krishna Bhatta, and we're talking about, he's got a new app out there. It's called Relax, R-E-L-A-X-X. And, you know, one of the things that excited me about having you on the show is when I read about kind of goal of the Relax Act. And I'll just read it. The goal is to bring material change to people of the world by connecting their inner flame with their daily routine. I just love that. Yeah, that inner flame with the daily routine. What's that inner flame? What are we talking about there?
So in simple terms, we have body, mind, and you or I. Many of the work that has centers around body and mind is about body-mind balance. We talk about how to, you know, keep a physical health, how to keep mental health. But there is a third component we all have, and that's our individual consciousness or inside you. And I again saw one of your slides, again, from within. So we want to encourage people to work from within on top of working on your mind. So you can condition your mind to become, you know, polished or to become disciplined or to become successful. But it's not really yours until it comes from within you. So how do you build that inner strength is what we focus on. So we have guided meditations that work on your mind, but we also have many other kind of meditations that kind of work from within you. So we give a different definition, Ken, for meditation. So we talk about meditation in forms of energy, like conserving energy and creating energy, rather than working on mind and making it more peaceful, because that is a byproduct of having a higher energy. The higher the energy, more peaceful you are. The lower the energy, more irritable you are. So why not work directly on the energy part? And so conserving energy is, you know, is simple in concept.
It is simple in concept. And, you know, a lot of people are learning to meditate. There's just a lot of people out there that are really getting into it. I meet people all the time. And when a person can really still their mind and go within and tap into the superconscious realms of their own consciousness, right. You know, it shifts the energy. Like you just said, it shifts us down into, actually it revs the energy up. We have more energy, but at the same time, we're a lot stiller inside. Right.
Yeah. So the idea is that we start not trying to still the mind, but try to work on conserving energy and creating energy. The mind becomes a still. That's the outcome. So there is a subtle difference, but it's a big difference. Mm-hmm. And so how do you conserve energy? So in real life, sometimes we get into arguments that we don't have to, or we make some comments that we have to retreat. So that's, you know, in real life, you can conserve energy by just being mindful of what you do, what you say, how you behave, you know, not make it too cumbersome, but just becomes part of your life slowly. But when you are meditating, when you close your mouth, simple thing, you are suddenly giving rest to a big part of brain that is processing your thoughts, that, you know, processing the speech, processing everything is rested when, you know, there is Broca's area, there is Wernicke's areas, you know, in the brain that get rested just by closing your mouth and you decide not to express. The second one is close your eyes. It rests the whole entire visual pathway and the observation processing that happens with it. Then we have something called silent listening, which is anything that is around you, that is sound. And I love doing it in nature in Maine. It is safe to lie down on a rock. There is no poisonous snakes there. So you can lie down there and listen to the nature. So just be, you know, mindful of everything that's around you. And you coexist with all the thoughts and emotions around you, which you may have more or less of. And just spend 10 minutes, 5 minutes a day. And it's amazing amount of restfulness that your brain gets. And that reflects in, you know, just making you peaceful just by conserving energy and the, you know, getting energy from nature itself being there. So this is a, this, the process is, you know, I call it intermittent silence. You know, it's like 5 to 10 minutes of silence every day can give your brain that much rest. And you can be a go-go culture that we all have in America, the 23 hours and 50 minutes or more, you know.
So this is the process. Yeah, that's right. Well, let's, I get it. So the app, okay, so how does the app work? Let's say I go and I download the app, Relax, R-E-L-A-X-X. So I look at, you know, I look in my app store and I find the app. I download the app. What do you suggest when somebody starts the app?
So first of all, go to the wellness tab, and there is body, mind, inner flame, energy. So learn a little bit about it. Learn a practice.
Okay.
Then, you know, then short practices of intermittent silence is there. And then we have the bigger part, which is the meditation part, which is more of creating energy. It's like simple things. What is the bridge between body, mind, and the inner flame or the consciousness? The bridge is breathing. The bridge is chakras. And we have several meditations. We have over 100 practices, meditation and mindfulness practices there that in the app. And the, you know, in a way you can say, why so many choices? Because if you go to a guru or an ashram, you get one or two choices, and then you graduate from one to the other to the other. Somebody is guiding you. Here, I want you to be the guide of yourself. It's very self-guided, but it does take a little bit of working on which meditation works for you best. Because once you pick a meditation, you should try to do it the same time, same place, and same meditation for at least a month or two before you drop that one and try to find something else.
I love that. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break, but when we come back, peace and positivity, how does that relate to creating wealth and abundance? I'm going to ask you that when we get back from my break. So for all of you, thank you so much for watching the show today. I hope you enjoyed this discussion, and I hope you'll tell your family and friends about us. Give us a like on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter. We'd appreciate that. And most importantly, subscribe. If you subscribe to our club, you're going to get some free bonus gifts from myself, from some of our speakers. You get some free tickets here and there, all kinds of cool stuff. So hope you'll take the time to go over to voicesofcourage.us. Right on the homepage, you can subscribe, and you won't miss a show either. From my heart to yours, I appreciate you being here, and I hope you'll continue to watch our show and pass it on. Have a blessed week. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today, I'm calling our show The Courage to Expand Your Consciousness. The mind. Is your mind a healthy mind? Do you have healthy thoughts? Or is your mind toxic sometimes? You're having negative thoughts, things that you are wondering why you're even thinking. Well, I can tell you why you're thinking it, and so can my guests, because we're going to be diving deep into the cause and cure of toxic thinking and how to empower yourself to have more energy, more joy, more happiness in your life, being able to still the mind, maybe get better sleep. A lot of things that can help you when you start to find the cure what ails your mind. A lot of us don't think that mental health is even something we should address. But in what is mental health, right? You know, most people that have a healthy, vital mind, it's reflecting in all areas of their life. They feel good about themselves. They have a good relationship with their family members. They have good energy. They're healthy. They're fit. They have good relationships with others. Their businesses are thriving. Lots of things happen when your mind is healthy. Does this mean you don't have challenges? Of course it doesn't. Everybody has challenges. But does this mean that you can overcome those challenges pretty quickly, right? With the right mindset, with the right attitude, with the right way of thinking and focusing and using this thing we call the brain. So we're going to be talking about that and so much more when I get to my guest in just a moment. So we'll be right back.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology for just $297. Don't be fooled by higher priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $297. Plus, we'll add a portable charging case and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $297 and free shipping.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Hi, JJ is back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order. Well, welcome back to the show today. We're talking about how to expand your consciousness, maybe how to have a little more happiness in your life, a little more joy, hey, and maybe a little more wealth and prosperity. Not a bad combination. How does this all tie together, Doctor? You know, quieting, stilling, and tuning into meditation and you know, prosperity and mind, body, spirit and all that. How does it all tie together?
Yeah. I think you're right. I love your question, because when you say meditation, many people think of, you know, what the image comes in the brain is of a monk sitting in the Himalayas. What we want to, you know, propagate or our message is that, no, that's not the only message that you should have or the image you should have. The new image or my dream image is that you are working in a company, CEO of a company, and still be peaceful and meditative. So the world is shifting in a way, a long way. We have come a long way. I mean, if think of days, I mean, when I was growing up and I became a doctor and I was in England training, we will go to nurse's room and there will be smoke all over, all around. The smoking was allowed in the hospital. Now, smoking is not permitted in the hospital campus. So we moved. We realized that smoking was not good, and we moved away from there. We moved to the, you know, mental health has, you know, became big in many ways. And then these apps started coming, which is about mindfulness, yoga, and all that. We want to take to the next level where you can build inner energy, you can become peaceful. And I use the word peace and positivity because peace or being silent has been usually associated with, you know, somebody dies somewhere and we become, put our head down and become peaceful for 2 minutes or silent for 2 minutes. And that's okay. And that we should still practice. But when I am talking about peace, I'm talking about being positive, keeping the head high, sitting tall, standing tall, and still having that peace with positivity in you. And once you have that peace and positivity, it's a formula for success. I mean, most of our downtime or downside happens because we spend too much time in things that are causing, you know, disturbance rather than peace. And you can see that. I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, wherever there is disturbance, whichever country has got more disturbance, they are not growing as fast. And, you know, it's like what applies for countries applies for society, applies for individuals. And you can reverse it. If the society becomes more peaceful and more positive, there is more likelihood that they will prosper.
Man, that makes a lot of sense. I really like that a lot. And, you know, I think what we're talking about here, too, what you're touching on is that, you know, when you learn to, you know, different techniques of meditation, it's not really about the meditation. It's about the realization that you can realize in your own life as you do the inner work so that you bring the meditation in all you do. You know, whether you're a CEO, a CFO, you're a housewife, it doesn't really matter. It's that place. And so the app is helping people to, what I'm hearing, is helping people to reconnect with themselves time and time again to experience that brilliance that is within all of us. Yeah. Is that accurate?
I mean, that is what, you know, the whole, I mean, I'm not saying it, but I'm doing it. You know, it's like you practice 5 minutes of silence a day. You think that 5 minutes will stay just for those 5 minutes? That's going to penetrate your life. Once you have the peace in meditation, you bring that peace with you wherever you go. And if you are doing surgery and you are peaceful, suddenly everyone else is more cooperative, more helpful to you, and, you know, more conducive to what you want to do. You know, the captain of the ship, as they sometimes they call the surgeon, is peaceful. And, you know, the whole atmosphere is, you know, surrounded by how you react and respond to things that happen around you.
Well, you know, Doctor, I think what my audience is wondering too, where did you go from being a surgeon and probably seeing a lot of, you know, things that were disruptive in the body to realizing that, well, if we started with the mind, if we started to bring more peace and less stress, maybe wouldn't have to do more surgeries. I'm just making that up. I don't know. What was the shift for you?
Well, for me, Ken, it has been a parallel journey. My meditation journey is as long, as tedious, as many mentors as I have had in medicine, And fortunately, both places, I got very good mentors, very good experience, and it helped me. So I thought, why not share with other people? Because it, you know, it can make the shift. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a common lament on my show. I bring in amazing, brilliant doctors and thought leaders and business leaders around the world, and they all have one thing in common. It's what you just said. You got to a point where you're going to up your service. You're going to up the ante because you've been in service your whole life, but you're going to up that service in a different way to help more people.
That's my wishes and that's my passion. And and thanks for being part of that passion, you know. It's
like, well, I am part of your passion and I love it. Well, listen, we got to close this segment of the show.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Welcome back, everybody. As you know, we're talking to Dr. Krishna Bhatta. He's an MD, and he's the founder of the Relax app. And we're talking about this amazing app that can really help you and your mind to maybe get a little quieter, have a little more peace in your life, have a little more joy, maybe even a little more abundance and less visits to the doctor. Hey, you never know. Dr. Krishna, the energy equation, right? You know, the mind, body, soul, spirit equation. Let's just talk about the heart part of that, the heart, right? The domain of the heart. And you talk about spontaneous abundance flowing from the heart when we connect to it. Can you describe that a little bit or talk a little bit about how maybe that's tied into the app?
Yeah. So to understand it fully, I would say that the heart and, you know, below that is the solar plexus in the seven chakras that people talk about, at least in the Eastern wisdom or Eastern area. They all have certain emotions attached to them as well. So like fear and anxiety is attached to the third chakra, which is meditation nowadays becoming extremely popular, is 528 meditation, which is the 528 hertz of sound. You know, it's like that sound frequency relates to that. And then the heart chakra, there is a frequency as well. And once we focus, we have become very brain-centered or mind-centered. We don't think of heart as separate property or separate entity. We don't think of, like when we talk about butterflies in the stomach, we don't think of that as a separate center for certain parts of emotions and events. So that's when I say heart is the place for courage. And you were talking about fear and courage. You know, we talked about coexistence. So in that realm, if you focus on your heart, and we have several meditations in our app which work on the heart or work on different centers or different areas that can start creating it's like better health for the heart or better health for the fear center. And this is really palpable when you start doing it, because focus or attention to that area is the food for those centers. And you don't have to, many people say, I don't believe in it or believe in it. It's not a question of belief. Just give it a try. If you feel that you are feeling that abundance there, then, proof of pudding is in eating thereof. And just, it's not a faith in one God or the other, or one's religion or the other. It's you are having a simple curiosity or experiment with your own body. So just try to focus on your heart, have that frequency, work in sound, work on it, and you will feel it. And if you don't feel it, give it up and find something else.
Well, I think you touched on something. the chakras are a, it wasn't made up last week. It's been around for tens of thousands of years. And, there's science behind it, is what the doctor is saying. You may not be able to tune into it immediately. I know I couldn't in the beginning, but I practice. I have a technique that helps me to feel the chakras and then see the colors of the chakras and feel, and experience the emotion of each one. So, what I want to say about that, it's science. There's science around this. What is science, right? It's repeatable. So you can experience it. I can experience it. We have similar experiences, similar protocols. So I think what you're talking about is the app has a way for you to start to really understand maybe more about the chakras and be able to start to apply that energy in your life.
Yeah, I think you said the key word, experience versus experiment. So yeah. On the bench experiment, yes, we can see that, the results in the meditative world or in the inner world, it's more of an experience. And if many people experience the same thing, then you can say, okay, this makes sense. The other thing I just like to point out on the chakra, principles is that I talk of chakra health rather than chakra is blocked, because... it's like when you have your muscles, biceps or whichever, you work on it, it gets improves and becomes stronger. The same way your chakra, experience can become more deeper, or chakra health gets better. But it's not that, I don't want people to believe that there is some blockage there that they have to remove. It's something that you can improve upon. And we all have it, and we just let it sleep.
I think if there's anything we have to remove, it's the doubt and uncertainty that it exists. So once we start to remove that, we're like, oh, I am experiencing this. Interesting.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah, that's right. You have to remove your myth or your, or beliefs or whatever, is, holding you back. And that's one of the big part of mind. The mind has to allow you to do certain things. So that's the first barrier for many, many people, whether it is practicing meditation or for anything that we do. If the mind says, no, this is not for me, then you don't even take the first step. So somehow, you have to work on your mind to say, okay, it's something that I want to give it a try and take the next step.
That's a really good point. I mean, you cannot see the unseeable or know the unknowable or do the impossible with the mind that can't see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. So we have to allow ourselves to let go of, and it feels a little uncomfortable sometimes to people, you know, letting go of what they, quote, know is to be, you know, true for them, right? And if it is true for them, that's okay. But what are the, I always look at results. Is it getting you the results that you want in your life? You know, you can keep the mind that you have. You can keep focusing on everything that creates burnout and stress if you like. But is that the results you really want? Is there something better, right?
Yeah, no, that's the main thing. Is there something better, and do we want to take the steps to get there?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, you wrote a book, right? You got a book out there. It's called Journey from Life to Life. I love that title. And Doctor, why did you write this book?
Why did I write this book? I have many answers, but certain things, what, you know, has triggered me to write this book. Because this question, I think we all have this question, what happens to us after life? Whether we come back, whether, you know, or not come back, but this thing, something we want to know.
Yeah.
And can we know it? Can we plan for life after, you know, after our life? And should we do that? And my answer is big yes. You know, we plan for every little vacation we go to. We plan every other kind of, you know, dinner time we are going, we are planning. And when it comes to the biggest event in our life, we say, I'll leave it to someone else. And this book deals a lot about this life and how this life works, but also talks a lot about how, what you can do and how you can prepare for the next. And it's written not from different, you know, reading different books, but a lot of that is from experience. It also refers a lot from Tibetan Book of the Dead, which is probably the only authentic book that talks about, you know, a little in detail about what happens next. And
yeah, that's really good. You know, we don't, I've read probably 100 accounts of individuals that have had near-death experiences.
Yeah.
But, you know, so you get it from their point of view. But even with them, there's no planning of, you know, going into a near-death experience, right? A lot of people just have that, right? They don't plan that out, nor would they want to. But in this sense, we're taking, again, from knowledge, from experience, and some wisdom, and finding out maybe what we need to plan for, right?
No, right. I mean, it does go into this, you know, near the death experience. I have had some of the patients who tell me about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it talks about why, what happens there. So we, you know, we talk about astral body. So we have a physical body, but we also have other bodies around us. So when the physical body is not there, there is another body called ethereal body. There is another body called astral body. And that astral body is the one that travels. And sometimes this happens to people who are sick or accidents or something, mm-hmm. that their astral body goes out and they can, you know, give that account of what happened to them and they come back. Sometimes there is nightmares, people who cannot move their body. Somehow the astral body has come outside and they can't move their body. I used to dream, I don't know if you dream that, you know, I used to fly. So that is the property of the astral body that, you know, the examples of ethereal body is like when you are happy, you feel expanded. When you are sad and sorry, you feel small. So those are the, you know, the ethereal body is like a vapor, you know, it expands and, you know. So sometimes we can experience those things as they happen. But if it can it really happen? Can we experience the astral body while we are here? And that those questions we have tried to answer in that book.
Boy, I love that. And where can folks get the book? Where can get the Journey from Life to Life?
Amazon is the easiest place. Of course, you can go to bookstore and ask them to get, you know, order.
Okay, great. Journey from life to life. Well, we probably that's probably another show. We could take a deep dive into life after life. I think that's profound, and I'm glad you wrote that book.
Thank you.
I know some of my listeners will want to get that and find out a lot more about their own life, right? And you know, what is the meaning of life? What do you want, right? What do you want here?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And also how you serve. How do you serve? I think those are important questions.
Well, there is another part of the subtitle there, Achieving Higher Purpose.
Yeah.
And, you know, I say that, you know, at least in my view, we all have a general purpose. Mm-hmm. We all have a deeper purpose and we have a higher purpose.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love those terminology.
We do. And you know, it takes some work usually to get to those higher purposes so that we can unveil some of the things that are, you know, maybe. I always think of mind as the subconscious mind is a lot of times programmed with a bunch of information that's kind of useless. But when we let it go, we let go and we just tune ourselves into a book like that, actually. And you start to realize that. You start to kind of tune into the vibration of the book and the author, and it kind of lifts your spirit and you start to open up to new realms of possibility. That's what's happened to me time and time again when I read these books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate you being here. This was a brilliant discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
All right. Thank
you for having me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you again. So I'm going to wrap up the show and appreciate you staying in studio for a minute, and then I'll be right there. So for all of you, thank you so much for watching the show today. I hope you enjoyed this discussion, and I hope you'll tell your family and friends about us. Give us a like on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter. We'd appreciate that. And most importantly, subscribe. If you subscribe to our club, you're going to get some free bonus gifts from myself, from some of our speakers. You get some free tickets here and there, all kinds of cool stuff. So hope you'll take the time to go over to voicesofcourage.us. Right on the homepage, you can subscribe, and you won't miss a show either. From my heart to yours, I appreciate you being here, and I hope you'll continue to watch our show and pass it on. Have a blessed week.